We are learning Maseches Yumadaf Peheim Abeis, and we are beginning 8 lines from the bottom of Peheim at Aleph, and now we're going to speak about the Mekairos that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save a life. And we'll see, we're going to bring a Rayas even for a Sofik person, if he's going to die or not, even if you're not sure, you also have Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara have a lot of drushes, and the Gemara will explain them which one is the best one at the end of the Gemara. The Kfahar Bishmal, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezma, Azari, Mahalcha Medarach. One time these three great Tanoim, Rabbi Shmal, Rabbi Kiva, and Lezma, Azari, were walking. The Levi Hasadar, and Levi the Sadar, Rashi is not sure what that means, Hasadar. Rabbi Shmal, Benoisha, Rabbi Lezma, Azari, Mahalcha, and Achareim. They were both walking behind them. Nishal Shal Zubufneim. The Shal was asked from them. Menayin Lebekuach Nefesh, Shtoiches Shabbos. How do you know this idea that Bekuach Nefesh is Doiches Shabbos? How do you know? They allowed Michal Shabbos to save a life. So everyone's going to bring their own drasha. Nenar Rabbi Shmuel of Amar. It says in the Pasuk, Machteres Imatzei Aganov. And the halacha is that if someone is boring a hole into your house, a tunnel into your house to steal something, the halacha is the owner is allowed to kill him. Why? Because he might be coming to kill the owner. And therefore you're allowed to go kill him. So now, what's happening here? You're allowing the Aveiro of Ritzicha, which is a terrible Aveira, but Makam Kuach Nefesh. So of course you could do Mechil Shabbos Makam Kuach Nefesh. Umazesh is Safik Amam in Ba, Safik Pashas Ba, Madach this Ganev, this robber coming in, we're not even sure if he's coming to kill someone, and still you allow him to do Shvichas Damim. You know, Shvichas Damim is a terrible thing. You allow the owner to kill him, Shvichas Damim, Tames Aretz, we know from the Psukim, Shvichas Damim causes Tumah to the Aretz, it says by a murderer of Lysis, Tames Aretz. And the Gerem Shechina Shtam V'Yisrael, it causes Shechina to leave Klai Yisrael, because it says, Asher Ani Sheichem V'Seicha, it says that if a Ritzach causes Shechina to go away, and still Nitin Letzi Lo V'Nafsha, you're allowed to kill him. Kal V'Chayim L'Kuach Nefesh, Doiches Shabbos. So of course, B'Kuach Nefesh is Doiches Shabbos. Of course, let him Mechal Shabbos. If you're allowed to do Ritzich, of course, let him Mechal Shabbos. So we're making a Kal V'Chayim from there. So what would it sound like from here? It sounds like Makom Kuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do Ritzich, right? So, Frank the Sfas Emes and the Gburu Saria, Pella Atsuma, we know that it's Harg Vlayavar. You're not allowed to kill someone to save a life. You're not allowed to kill someone to save your own life. It's Harg Vlayavar. So, that's what the Sfas Emes asked. He says, should be a riot here for Rabbi Shmuel that there's no Harg Vlayavar in Sikha. Zok the Sfas Emes, Taka, Rabbi Shmuel Sheet is that Betzino, you Taka, Lana, be over or a Sikha from Kuach Nefesh. And this is not, we don't hold like that. We don't hold this Tana, that's Rabbi Shmuel Sheet, as we say, Sfas Emes. But it's probably, Gmar is one of the riots that Kuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos is because You see, B'kuch Nefesh is Deicha the Isser Ritzicha. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Makar, that Shabbos, B'kuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. What's Rabbi Kiva's Makar? Remember, they're all walking here, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Zamazari. Rabbi Kiva, I'm like this. It says in the Pasuk, V'chiyazit Isha Re'eu, that if someone murders someone, and he's a Kayin, he runs to do Avaida, Me'im Mizbechi Tekchen Alamos. You take him from his back, you bring him to kill him. And then the Gemara makes a diak, Me'im mizbechi v'leim ma'al mizbechi. But if he's in the middle of doing avoida, then you're not mafsik to go kill him, you let him finish the avoida. Okay, so far, no raya. But I'm a rabbi, but we have a member over here. But I'm a rabbi, rachan, rabbi, yechan. Lo yishanu, this idea, they don't take him off the mizbeach, is el lahamis, only to kill him. But if you have to save someone else, you'll take him away from avoida. Aval hachiyos, if you want him to lamed tzchus on someone. For example, he knows edus on someone to save someone from capital punishment. I feel now mizbechi, even from a top of the mizbech, a middle of avoda, say, come, save a life. So what's the kavach haima? Omaze, shesafik yesh mamas tzvarov, shesafik yesh mamas tzvarov. This kohen who's going to be an aid, we're not sure if his edus is going to be a good witness. Who said? We don't even know. Still, it's doicha da avoda. And we know avoda is very strong. Avoda doicha Shabbos. So you see, Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Avoida, so for sure it's Doicha Na Shabbos. Kavachayim Pekuach Nefesh, Doicha Es Shabbos. So it's a Kavachayim Pekuach Nefesh, Doicha Es Shabbos. So we already have Rabbi Shmuel's drashos from murder, from Ritzicha, and we here bring a raya from Avoida. If it's Doicha Avoida, it's sure Doicha Shabbos. Nenar Blazmer Zaryev Amar, a different drasha. Ma Mila, Madach Mila Shi Echel Mesayim Avam Shemayne Evarim. It's one of the 248 Evarim Shiva Adav Deicha Shabbos. See Mila, which is a ticken of one Ever. That's Deicha Shabbos. Kavachayim Kol Gufa is Deicha Shabbos. Of course, the whole entire Guf is Deicha Shabbos. So Pasuk Shabbos Kavachayim is that Mila is a ticken on one part of the Guf is Deicha Shabbos. For sure, the whole life is Deicha Shabbos. Rashi actually throws in another side over here, and that makes like a lot of kashas. Rashi says that mila also is bekuach nefesh. You know why? Because if you don't do mila, it's karis. So you see, bekuach nefesh deicha Shabbos. That's what Rashi says, because it's chayav karis. So Rashash has a bunch of kashas in it. One of the kashas are, then even mila shloiv is banish deicha Shabbos. Mila, that's not on the 8th day, because it's also come to karis. The karis. And also, who said the karis will happen? You can still do mila tomorrow. You can still do mila, yeah. You still do mila tomorrow. It's not a kashas, you can do mila tomorrow. So, so what?
Huh?
No, it has to be a case where it makes sense that other times all asurim, but you can work out the case. It'd be like say Pesach. Only other case would be Pesach, and there is Dach Shabbos actually. So, God is true. But upon him, the pasuk in the Gemara is that Mila is one Eved as Dach Shabbos Kavchem Mechal Gufa. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer. Rabbi Yisi has different drasha. It says in the pasuk as Shabbos Soisai Teshmeiru. Yochel Akol. You always have to keep Shabbos. Tamalim Ach Cholok. It says Ach as Shabbos Soisai Teshmeiru. And we learn from there that there are exceptions to the rule, and Chazal knew that the exception to the rule is pekuach nefesh that you daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael Amar different drasha. It says ki kodesh hi lachem. Shabbos is kodesh hi lachem. He mesur biyadchem. Shabbos is in your hands. Loi atem mesur biyado. You are not in Shabbos' hands. Your life is not in Shabbos' hands. Your life is more important than Shabbos, and Shabbos is in your hands. Rav Shim ben Manasseh, Yomer, a different drasha, another drasha. Shomrei Shabbos is Shabbos. Omra Torah, it says Shomrei Shabbos Shabbos. La Asoyis is a Shabbos. Omra Torah, Chalel Allah love Shabbos Achas, but Mechal one Shabbos because Yishmar Shabbos is Harbe. It's in tights like this. But Shomrei Shabbos Shabbos, be careful on this Shabbos to save a life in order Las is a Shabbos to be able to keep a lot of other Shabboses. And this is one of the Havaminas that Chai Yishah wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. You learn this is the Drasha, so you're not going to keep on Shabbos and you die before the next Shabbos. That's one of the Havaminas that Chai Yishah wouldn't be enough. But anyway, we'll see this is not the main Drasha. Because we have a bunch of Drashas here. We'll see at the end of Gemara which Drasha is the main one. Amar Rav Yudah Meshmul. Rav Yudah Meshmul says, and these are Maroyim already, until now we have Tanoim, they say, yeah, Vayahas, I was there, Havamina, different Drasha. Havamina, the D, I different the do. My Drasha is better than their Drasha. What's the drasha I would say? V'chai behem v'loy shiyamas behem. Which means mitzvahs you should do in a way that you should live from these mitzvahs, not die. And therefore, anything that will come, keeping that mitzvah, you come to death, you shouldn't do it. And if keeping the Shabbos will cause death, that's not v'chai behem. Your mitzvahs are in order to give more life, not shiyamas behem. So Akabam, we have here a bunch of drashas, 6 or 7 drashas. And the Gemara is going to say that all of them have a pircha that you won't be able to learn out from there. Suffolk nefashes. Amar Rav, lekula istlo pircha bar medashmul. They all have a pircha bar medashmul. The pircha means that you don't see from there that even suffolk nefashes lahakel. The bar medashmul, the less the pircha is no pircha. The Gemara goes to everyone. There, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel brought a raya from a robber coming in. You're allowed to murder the robber because he might be coming to murder you. So you see, even a suffix allowed to do murder. Maybe it's like, oh, like Rava, don't Rava. My time of the Machteris. What's the reason you're allowed to kill a robber who's tunneling in to kill, to steal? Because Chazaka, you know, the Mamin Asma Amayna. There's a Chazaka, a person does not stand idly by his money, let someone steal it. The high made the yard of the Kerle Ape, and he knows that the owner might meet him. I'm going to kill him for sure. And therefore, it's a vada. Someone comes to kill you; you kill him first. And therefore, it's not a riot to suffik. You only find vada; you don't know suffik. So that drasha does not help for suffik nefashos ilayim mechal Shabbos. And Rekiva as well. What's Rekiva's drasha? Rekiva was a drasha where you're taking someone off the mizbeach to say edus, and we're saying, oh, it's a suffik. You take him it's toicha avayda. As far as I know, the Rekiva nami don't look at abaya. Don't abaya. Abaya is talking about a different idea. He's talking about a case where someone's going out to get capital punishment of skila, and you bring in, someone says, I know something, so dama abaya, masrin le zugu der abonon, le da yesh mamash v'dvarov. You bring two tamid chum, go interview the witness to see if he has mamash v'dvarov, and then you stop the skila until we get his edus. But you always have to first ascertain if it makes any sense what he's saying. It makes any sense, 20 cents. So what do? You send two to the chama to check him out. So here also, maybe the case is on the mizbeach. You have two to the chama. You know it's a vada. Ve'eshchan vada sofik. You don't know sofik. The kulu and all other rai is a pashas dafka by a vada. Because I say mila is a vada. The ach cholak maybe is only by vaday. Koyish lechem only by vaday. All of them you only find vaday. The kul eschem vaday safek mnalon. The only one you know for sure safek is Shmuel. But the Shmuel vaday less a pircha. There's no pircha. Shmuel's drasha v'chayben loyshamspan means you shouldn't do anything that brings closer any misa. So even a safek, you still have the mitzvah has to be v'chayben v'loy like Rashi says shi'avay v'asiyos v'safek misa. So therefore you see mechal mina safek. So you see Shmuel the Amora, his drasha was the best drasha. Amar Avinu Tam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tava Chada Pilpusa. One little peppercorn is charifa molit son of the curry. It's better than a whole basket full of squash. Picture a huge, big, festive squash, like a whole basket of that, and one little peppercorn is better. Sometimes a sharp word is better than all those vegetables. Ad kan the sugya of Pekuach Nefesh. Obviously, it's a huge, huge sugya. You could spend a few months on it, but this is not me. We did what we could do. Zokta Mishnah Vayta. Chatas va'osham. Now I'm going to go into the halachas of what's mechaper on what. Halachas of tshuva. Halachas of tshuva. Chatas va'osham vaday mechaperim. When the zman of Eis HaMikdash, you had kabonis, a chatas or a osham vaday is mechaper on averis. And Rashi says it's pasha if you're bringing the carbon, you did tshuva. Because if you were not mescharit, you wouldn't bring the carbon. And of course, you do vidu on the carbon. So that's pasha. There is a tshuva there. But the kapara is a nigmar. It's finished off with the carbon. Misa v'yem kippur mechaper ma'tshuva. Misa v'yem kippur mechaper with tshuva. Tshuva alone is mechaperes averes kalas. It's mechaper on averes that are a little lighter. What are averes that are a little lighter? Al asei v'aloisasa. On a asei and loisasa, tshuva works. V'al hachamuris, but averes that's chamur, which would mean, let's say, something that has chi of misa, hu toila tshuva v'yem kippur mechaper. Yeah, it's you have to wait until Yom Kippur that there tshuva and Yom Kippur with mechaper. Ha'omer echtav osham, and the Gemara will elaborate on what I say. Loisas, the Gemara will elaborate on that. Mitzvah Hashem on tomorrow's that. Ha'omer echtav osham, echtav osham. If someone says, "I'll do a very, I'll do tshuva, I'll do a very, I'll do tshuva," ema speaker be alas tshuva. We don't give him a chance. Mishmayim, we don't give him a chance. We don't help him do tshuva. What about if he says, "Echtav Yom Kippur mechaper, I'll do a very Yom Kippur with mechaper, ein Yom Kippur mechaper." A Yikpur will not be mechaper in such a case. Averos mean odol makim Yikpur mechaper. Averos that are between you and Hashem, between you and Shemayim, that Yom Kippur is mechaper. Averos mean odol mechaveroi. Averos that are between you and your friend, in Yikpur mechaper, actually rachas chaveroi. Until you appease your friend, there is no kapara on that. Doros Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Where do we know this from? That Yom Kippur is only mechaper on averos mean odol makim, not on averos that are between you and your friend. Because the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, "Mekol chata seichem afnei Hashem tetaru." Dafka averus that afnei Hashem tetaru. Averus meodim lamokim mikpur mechaper, but averus shemin odim lechaveroi. But averus that between you and your friend, in your kippur mechaper, actually ratzu chaver. Until you ratzu your friend, Omer Rabbi Kiva. So Pastor Rabbi Kiva is saying a different drasha in "Mekol chata seichem afnei Hashem tetaru." That we learn from there. That the world of Fnei Hashem, according to Rabbi Kiva, is going on Fnei Hashem to Torah, as the Mashal explains. According to the laws of Mazariah, Mekol Chat Aseichem Fnei Hashem, Kama to Torah. The Fnei Hashem is going on the Chet, on the Aver. Rabbi Kiva will say, no, Mekol Chat Aseichem, Lefnei Hashem to Torah, that we're getting at higher before Hashem. He says, Ashrechem Yisrof, Nimi Atem Matarim. Who are you matar yourself in front of? Me matar eschem. Who's matar? You avichem shemishmaim. Hashem himself. Shenema vezerakti aleichem mayim tarim mataratem. Hashem spritzes the water on you and matar you. And we know by Tommy Mace, after the hazah, you also need a mikvah. But ama mikvah Yisrael Hashem, ma mikvah. Let me see what exactly is the lashon of pasuk. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem kol izvecha. So mikvah Yisrael Hashem teaches us ma mikvah matar es atmeim. Afakos Baruch Matar Yisrael, Kos Baruch Matar Yisrael, and was referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is like a mikvah where, just like in a mikvah, there's no chatzitza. You go into the water, and it's just you in the water. And Yom Kippur also, you have no chatzitza between you and Hashem. You have no gashmias, no eating, no drinking. All the inuyim that makes you closer to Hashem, and then therefore you get a tahara. What? That's like the tshuva you're doing in front of Hashem, saying you're a matar in front of Hashem, afnei Hashem tetaru. That's like the zrika. That's a tshuva, and the mikvah Yisrael is like the Yom Kippur. to the Rebbe Lezner's I learned that tshuva meant the tshuva was on, has to be on, is on lefnei Hashem. He's learning lefnei Hashem to Torah is that the kapara, the tshuva is lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara writes it says Oshem Vaday is a kapara. It's mashma Oshem Vaday in Oshem Tol Eloi. We know Oshem Vaday means if someone is does meila or a certain type of stealing, you bring an Oshem. But there's another thing called Oshem Talu. If someone ate something, he's not sure if it's chelev or if it was not chelev. It usually means there's two pieces of meat in front of you. You ate one of them, you know one of them sure is chelev, you're not sure if you ate it. You bring an Oshem Talu. So it's a mashma, that's not mechaper. Oshem vada in. Oshem Talu loy, it's not mechaper. Freit the Gemara of Karapara Ksiv Bei. It says in the Pasuk regarding Oshem Talu, v'chipa lo v'koyin asher gos asher shogak. It's mechaper on the shogak. So you see there is a kapara. So Gemara says, no, it's not really a kapara gemura. Hanach b'charvei kapara gemura. Osham is a kapara gemura, which means after you bring an osham vaday, you're done. Osham toli in a mechapa kapara gemura. It's not mechapa kapara gemura. What's the raya? The raya is that if you find out you did it for sure da avera, then you have to bring a chatas still afterwards. So all it is to be megin me a yisurim, to protect from any yisurim until you find out if you did it avera, and then you bring a chatas. That's one difference. Inami hanach the osham vaday. Ein achak mechaper. Nothing else is mechaper. Kaparosam. Ein achak mechaper kaparosam. But Oshem Tali, achak mechaper kaparosam. There's another way to be yotzi Oshem Tali. How is that? Yom Kippur. It's not. Chay v'chatos v'ashamayis v'adom shavlin v'kburim chayavim. If you pass Yom Kippur and you didn't bring a carbon, you still chay v'karbon. But chayavim v'ashamayis tluyim, but Oshem Tali, peturim, you are potter if you pass Yom Kippur. And Tosfos Rosh is mesupik. If it means in a case where you knew about Yashim Tali before already or not. Could be if you knew about Yashim Tali already, it doesn't work. But if you didn't know about it, then you kippur is mechaper. I and the Artois Rosh is specific about that. It says in the Mishnah that Misa v'yeme kippur mechaper ma'tshuva. That Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. And what we see from the Mishnah is that Yom Kippur also needs tshuva. In ma'tshuva, in b'fnei atzma alone, it will not be enough without tshuva. Neima, let's say that this Mishnah is like a Rebbe, not like a Rebbe. Tanya looked at a Brayse. So Rebbe Eimer, Akol Averis of the Torah, all Averis in the Torah. Ben Osu Tshuva and Osu Tshuva, Yom Kippur and Mechaper. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Besides, Chutz me Pyrik Oil, Umagal upon him Betairo, Umayfe Bris Basa. That it means Pyrik Oil means someone's Kaifer and Akarish Baruch. Umagal upon him Betairo means someone makes fun of the Torah. He says, oh, this Torah makes no sense. And this Pasuk makes no sense. And the third thing is the Bris Mila. These things, your kippur will not work unless you do tshuva. Shemos tshuva v'kippur mechaper, and loyos tshuva ain't kippur mechaper. So you see, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Our Mishnah is mashma, your kippur needs tshuva as well. So our answer is no. I feel the tamer Rebbe. Even according to Rebbe, our Mishnah doesn't mean that your kippur needs tshuva. Tshuva needs your kippur. I feel the tamer Rebbe, tshuva by your kippurim. Your kippurim loy by your tshuva. When it says that tshuva v'yom kippur mechaper means tshuva is not enough. You need yom kippur as well. Mashenkim yom kippur will be without tshuva, like you can maybe stim with your Rebbe. But Maisa, the Mepharshim say that our Pasha Mishnah is not like Rebbe, and therefore we don't pass like Rebbe. We pass in the Maisa that you need tshuva with yom kippur, and yom kippur alone is not enough.